It is time for us to check sports. We'll bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Wet.
Wet. It looks like we've got one more wet band of showers to move through, and then looks like we'll start to get a little drier, but we'll have showers off and on today anyway. Well, in sports, weird times because guess what opens up today?
Dairy Queen.
Might as well be Dairy Queen. The Masters at Augusta. There's no crowds. There's no nothing. There's just the players. And I know golf is one of those sports that you don't like, and they don't. But the thing that makes the Masters, is that it's such a tight course and there's so many people. And you hear the roar of the crowd, and that really is 50% of what's so much fun about watching the Masters and how that roar of the crowd affects the golf players. So it's going to be very strange to see. It's almost like if you had to watch a NASCAR race and they were all electric cars and there's no noise. You know,
they couldn't do that. Electric cars can't go that far.
No, but all I'm saying is it's just a big change. It's a huge change anyway, so... That's that. Now, how did we do our picks?
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah. I know I won. I know I picked New England. I don't know if you did or not. Let me see. Yeah. No, you took the Jets.
I took the Giants though.
Yeah. Took the Jets.
Yeah. Well, at least I was 1-1 with the New York teams.
So you went 2-3 last weekend from Thursday, and I went 4-1.
Well, that wasn't a bad day for you. Does that match your betting at the track?
No, better than that.
Okay. All right, better than that. All right, so today it's Thursday, and of course there's Thursday night football. Actually, for the first time that I can remember this year, we've got two teams with winning records going against one another tonight.
We do?
Indianapolis at 5-3 and Tennessee at 6-2.
Oh my God.
That's all right. Looking ahead, this is the stinker game of the week. Now you want to hear it? On Sunday, the Eagles are playing the Giants. The Eagles are 3-4-1. The Giants are 2-7. Okay. The Giants at 2-7 are basically a game and a half out of first place. And this is going to be week 9.
They should give that playoff spot to a team that deserves it.
It's just abysmal. It's just abysmal. And we can joke about it all we want, it's just abysmal that a division leading club is 3-4-1. The second place club, I think, is Washington because they're 2-6. They haven't played enough games yet. And there's Dallas and the Giants at 2-7. Just horrible, absolutely horrible. It's embarrassing, and it should be embarrassing to the NFL. And you know what? I don't think it is.
Nobody cares.
Pretty amazing.
Embarrassing. What are they embarrassed about? They don't care.
All right. How about
a sham?
How about in baseball?
Who'd you pick tonight? You didn't pick a team.
Oh, who's playing again tonight? Oh, I'll take Tennessee.
That's who I wrote down,
yeah,
too.
I'll take Tennessee. Just because it's...
Well, Tennessee starts with a T, and I had to pick two things out of the litter box, so we did a little bit of rhyme there.
All right, how about Shane Bieber winning the Cy Young in American League for the Cleveland Indians?
He won the Cy Young, but he lost the biggest game of the year that he had to pitch. I guess, I know, his numbers were good. I guess he deserves it. So did Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer pitched the game in the playoffs against the Braves, but over the season he was good. I have no complaints with who won both of those.
No, and if you're going to get, you have to give these awards out. It's for a shortened season.
You have
season.
To. You play the season.
That's right. No matter how you did, you will. You have to do that. So, all right. So at least we had a little baseball news in there. Is there any other sports out there that you've seen over the past couple of days?
No.
I know. It's just amazing. It's just amazing, except for the amount of college games that are getting postponed this week. And did you see that NFL has come up with a plan? If COVID-19 increases in the NFL, did you hear this one?
No.
16 teams will make the playoffs.
Well, just have everybody play. Why not?
16 teams.
Just have everybody in the playoffs. Whoever wins the division gets a bye, and everybody else plays. What's the difference?
Yeah. 16 teams.
I like the way that they're saying if there is, when, like, no team had to cancel yet. Yeah. I mean, everything's been played that was supposed to have been played. Who cares?
Yeah, so, I just, once again, I just thought that is just, you know, nuts. I mean, 16 teams, what are they going to do with the NFC East?
Well, they just make up things as they go along.
All right.
The NFC East? Put them all in the playoffs.
They should. But there's no way an NFC East team, and I'm sorry, you can project this out. We're 9 games into an 18-game season, okay? So you can project this out for the full years, folks. There's no way a team from the NFC East deserves a number one playoff position against...
Well, they won't get a number one.
No, but they'll be... But that's all I'm saying.
But whoever they play will have a better record than them.
Yeah, and they'll have a worse record than a lot of other teams that should be in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's why everybody should make the playoffs.
Yeah. Just
give everybody a chance at the trough. It works.
Everybody
and then, you know what would be fitting justice? If a team like the Eagles get hot and win the championship, that would be great.
It would be great, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
You would say the Jets, but you know that's an utmost impossibility.
Well, you have to win one game at least. That's got to be a rule. You have to win. You have to win at least one game to make the playoffs. That should be a rule.
Why anybody would be a Jet fan? I don't know.
Because they're nice people, and they
they're idiots.
No, they're Jet fans. They can't help themselves. Even though the last time they were in the Super Bowl, it was broadcast in black and white.
Last time they were in the Super Bowl, 80% of them weren't born.
Yeah, it was black and white. Honest to gosh. Yeah, you know, I watched the first Super Bowl in the Miami-Dade Airport. You know, back my father was appearing in Miami.
Should have went to the game.
And so you're absolutely right. And all, by the way, for
probably
people,
cost $3 or something.
I think it was something ridiculous. And there was only about the stadium was only about 50% full, and all three networks carried the game at the same time. ABC.
I don't remember that.
ABC, NBC, and CBS. They all carried the game. Yep. So anyway. All right, well, is there anything that we have to do picks on before Friday? I don't think so, right?
No, just tonight's game.
Yeah, just tonight's game, which we did. All right, well, then I'll check with you tomorrow. We can take a look at what's going on in racing in the weekend and also make our picks.
We'll see what's up.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.